Hello, everyone. It's great to be here tonight, and we're going to read a short passage from the Bible, which is going to be on the screen, or if you have a Bible with you, you might like to follow on. Matthew chapter 9, 35 to 38. So let's read this together. Then Jesus went to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them, because they were weary and worn out like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, the harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." Well, the reason I wanted to read this passage tonight, as we think about how we can help people connect to Christ through our church, through our ministries, and personally, and as we pray for the eternal good of Sydney, the reason I wanted to read this one is because here we see very clearly Jesus' compassion for people who are lost, who don't know God, who don't have a shepherd. And this actually throws our minds back to something in the Old Testament, to Ezekiel chapter 34, all the verses there, but I want to read just some of them. And in this chapter, we see that Israel as a nation has got shepherds that are not looking after the people, but are oppressing the people. And God promises that one day he's going to step in and do something about it. And that the promise is that God is going to be a shepherd to his own people. Let's read the chapter or a section of it together. "For this is what the Lord God says. See, I myself will search for my flock and look for them. As a shepherd looks for his sheep on the day he is among his scattered flock, so I will look for my flock. I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a cloudy and dark day. I will bring them out from the peoples, gather them from the countries, and bring them into their own land. I will shepherd them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the land. I will tend them with good pasture, and their grazing place will be on Israel's lofty mountains. There they will lie down in a good grazing place. They will feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will tend my flock and let them lie down. This is the declaration of the Lord God. I will seek the lost, bring back the strays, bandage the injured, and strengthen the weak. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will shepherd them with justice." And then we see Jesus come along in Matthew chapter 9. And Matthew's gospel tells us Jesus is the Emmanuel, the God with us. And Jesus has come as the shepherd of his people. And he notices all these lost sheep around the place. He notices that they are damaged, neglected sheep. They're weary, they're worn out. They don't have a shepherd. They don't know God. And they're all alone in the world. And this actually hits Jesus in the guts. Jesus is moved with deep compassion for these people. And the passage, the word there for compassion, it's like deep inside, Jesus is longing for these sheep to come back to God. And then notice in the passage what Jesus urges for the sheep. Jesus actually urges prayer to the God of the harvest for the sheep. And he urges that people would pray to God to send workers out into the harvest field to bring those sheep back. And then just after this passage, Jesus sends out the 12 disciples all around Israel, and he sends them out to do miraculous works, to give people a taste of God's kingdom, but also to proclaim him as the king of that kingdom. So Jesus, in his compassion, is moved and longs for missionaries to go out and to bring the sheep back in. And so Jesus urges prayer to God for that to happen. Now, this passage, in one sense, has a very clear application. At that time, Jesus is bringing back the lost sheep of Israel, but I think we're supposed to read this for our own mission today, that as we look out into the world, we see sheep who don't know their Creator, who don't know the God who loves them and who's given His Son for them. I was challenged about this passage earlier this year when a minister from England came out and spoke to a bunch of us young ministers, and he asked us, where is our gut-wrenching compassion like Jesus' compassion for people? Have we kind of cooled off about this? Have we become complacent? Do we still care that so many people don't know the mercy and grace of God? Do our guts kind of churn like Jesus' guts churn for those around us today? Do we have compassion on them? And as I reflected in my own life, I found that actually I was lacking some of this compassion for sheep who are without a shepherd. It's very easy to be distracted by lots of good things in life, family or organising things, even organising things in church, by the chores and activities we have to do throughout the week. But do I sometimes forget that thousands and millions of people in our city still don't know their Creator and still don't know the God who is there, who has given His Son for them? Do I sometimes forget that my purpose for living in this world is to be, as Neil said, all for Christ Jesus, and to bring as many others as I can to be all for Christ Jesus? So that challenge has prompted me to be praying for my own heart, that God would be growing in me more compassion. I've been talking to my wife about this, been talking to other people about this, being unsatisfied with the compassion that I have for those around me, and praying that God would move me to care more for the eternal good of Sydney, and to desire that more and more people would come and pray what Jesus taught us to pray in that prayer he gave his disciples. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that more and more people would recognize Jesus as the Emmanuel, the one who is God with us, who came into this world to seek out the lost sheep. But this passage also is a cause for us to give thanks for where this has happened in our church life and where people have had compassion on those around them. And there are so many examples of this. People who've sought out personally others, who've read the Bible one-to-one with them, who have invited them maybe to a church event or ministry, who have looked for some way to connect them to Christ. It might even be through inviting them to Christianity Explored or Life Explored. And a couple of weeks ago in evening church, we heard from Danny, Danny and Nerida are here tonight. We heard his story. Nerida became a Christian early on in their marriage, but Danny wasn't a Christian until last year when he came along to the Life Explored course, and he met Christ for himself. And Danny just sent me a message yesterday, and I'm going to share with you what he said. For those of you who missed this the other day, let me just grab this. Life Explored was an overdue wake-up call for me. The sudden realization the greatest gift God could give me had already been given, salvation through Jesus. I had never properly understood that fact. I had carried a burden of sin for many years, which was slowly eating away at me. I believed I could only be forgiven through confession to a priest and saying the penance he allocated. I had doubts and concerns about that method because it just didn't feel right, so I'd stopped going. After nearly 50 years, the burden had become somewhat of a distraction, a sickness of the soul, affecting my relationship with God and my wife. Had I only realized I only needed to be forgiven, so simple an action made possible due to the sacrifice made by Jesus. I realized what a fool I had been. Truly, what an overwhelming, generous, and loving God we have. He never let go of me, and for that I will be eternally thankful. We also heard recently about Liv's story as well. I don't think she's here tonight, but we heard her story of coming to know God as she was finishing high school and coming into a relationship with Him. There are many examples like this around, and we give thanks to God for His work in people of all ages in this church and bringing them to know Him. And Danny's story really is one of Nerida and her friends having compassion on him, praying for him over a long period of time, and God responding to those prayers and bringing Danny back to Him, which is what we believe can happen in many more people's lives, and that's what we long for. But we need to ask God that He'd move us, that we might have the compassion of Jesus for those around us. So how about we pray, and then I'll explain a little bit about what we're going to do next. So join with me, please. Father in heaven, thank you for your Son Jesus, the Emmanuel, the one who is God with us, who came into our world, who saw the state of people away from you, and who sent out into the harvest the disciples and called for us to pray that many more might go to the harvest and bring in the lost sheep. Father, we thank you for your work in our lives, that you've brought us back to you. And Father, we pray that you do this work in many more lives through us. Father, please work amongst us tonight as we pray, and please be stirring and changing our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.